All right, 2:27 p.m. on Sunday, October 10th, 2021. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly's preview of the Miami Heat. Well, usually, I would not preview the Miami Heat so early in this recording cycle because normally they're still working on their roster at this time of year. But for once, I would say their roster is pretty complete. And you know what? It looks like a pretty good roster. Kyle Lowry has been a huge pickup for them. He has given their roster some real oomph to it. Like Bam is a guy who was surprisingly good at scoring in the post. If you look at his college game, or creating his own shot, which is something nobody thought he would be able to do in the pros. He's been surprisingly good at that. But playing with Lowry has turned him into like a catch and finish big, and that's what everybody thought he was going to be in college, and like making him into that, like so far in the preseason, it's looked very good. It also allows him to play up tempo more, which you know Eric Spoelstra wants to do. Eric Spoelstra wants to play up tempo. He wants to move the ball around, and it definitely looks like they're able to finally do that, and they haven't been able to do that the past few years. And, you got Jimmy for when the offense becomes a half-court offense, and he's not going anywhere. He's not changed. He's still Jimmy. So, yeah, I like the Miami Heat a lot right now. And they're going to get Victor Oladipo back at some point. And I don't know how good he's going to be, but if he's like 40% of himself, that's a pretty good player off the bench. So, yeah, I like the Heat. I definitely... don't need to talk a lot about them. It's just because they've improved so much. So, yeah, definitely better. That's what my verdict is. Better.